share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As of the 30th of August, a total of 63.6% of adults in Malaysia have received both their vaccine doses, while 83.8% of adults have received at least one jab, as reported by the Special Committee on COVID-19 Vaccine Supply, JKJAV. However, COVID-19 cases recently reported show a significant increase among fully vaccinated individuals. According to Code Blue, about 17.8%, or 68,629 of 385,542 new COVID-19 cases reported in Malaysia since the 12th of August, were among the people who have received both of their jabs. The amount of fully vaccinated individuals, 2 weeks or longer after their second doses, among the total reported COVID-19 cases rose from 12.6% to 23.9%. The majority of the 17.8% of breakthrough cases reported from August 12 to 29 were asymptomatic and Mildupan diagnosis in categories 1 and 2. This accounts for more than 98% of total infections reported in fully vaccinated people so far. In this 18-day period, the cases under category 3 till 5 which require admission into the hospitals only consist of less than 2% of the reported cases. It is important to note that only 0.8% of fully vaccinated people infected with the virus have been admitted into the intensive care unit, ICU, for categories 4 to 5 infections. According to Code Blue, lower percentages of fully vaccinated people infected with COVID-19 were hospitalized, 1.6%, compared with partially vaccinated or unvaccinated people at 2.2% from August 12 to 29. In another report by The Edge Markets, as of the 18th of August, a total of 84 individuals who had taken their first dose of vaccines in Malaysia have died from COVID-19. Four others were fully vaccinated. Among the four fully vaccinated individuals were as below. Two Indonesian men aged 45 and 49, with underlying hypertension and hyperlipidemia. 0.76-year-old Malaysian woman, with underlying diabetes and stroke. 0.84-year-old Pakistani man. It's important to remember that being fully vaccinated doesn't give you the reins to do whatever you please. While the vaccination offers us some kind of protection, we should also follow the SOPs strictly regardless, for our own safety and the safety of others. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read. Study. COVID-19 situation in Selangor improving with reduced ICU cases and bed usage. Source. Code Blue Source. Reuters Source. Screener. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.